the great Rick Stockstill join us. Morning, Stock. How are you, Coach?
I'm good, John. How are you, my friend?
Man, we're just making it. You know, we're it's day to day, man. It's just a crazy world out there. 2020, you know.
I'm telling you. So I hope Greg's feeling better. You talked to him, tell him I said I hope he's feeling better.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be up and around in no time. You know, like you said, it's kind of like with you and your football program, you know, an abundance of caution. You know, anytime there's any inclination of anything, you want to err on the side of caution, you know.
I get that. I understand that completely, you know, and you never know. You can't, I guess, you know, you can't be too safe, and you'd rather be safe than sorry. So hope it feels better.
Yeah, it's something we've asked you a couple times this week, but how's everything going from your end as far as, you know, COVID protocols with you and your players and all that?
Yeah, about the same. You know, we test, you know, 3 days a week. You know, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, except this week, we're testing Sunday and Thursday because Rice has mandated that we test down there Friday, you know, afternoon when we land. So, you know, we've been pretty good. We have a couple, and, you know, then all the contact tracing stuff. But, you know, we're hanging in there pretty good with it. And then, but this week's a little scary just because, you know, a conference game, you're limited on how many people you can travel to an away game.
Right.
And if you get down there and you test on Friday and then you find out Saturday morning the results, you know, you lose a handful of people or a couple people, and then all the contact tracing, you lose a few more. And so it's a little uneasy, I guess you'd say, as a coach, because you don't know what you're going to get when you wake up Saturday morning. So I've spent a lot of time, you know, just here again where the guys are sitting on the plane and on the buses and how we're traveling and all that, just because of all the contact tracing that could come up. So this week's a little bit scarier than you know, the weeks we've had prior to this.
Sure, and we wish you all the best this week going forward as you get ready to play Rice. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, I got to look back at what happened Saturday, 52-35 loss to North Texas. Looked like you guys had it all going your way, Coach. You had a two-touchdown lead, another great defensive play by Greg Great. That guy's made some big plays for you defensively. But, you know, North Texas, what they scored, like 31 straight after that. Where do you think things went wrong for you defensively in that game?
Yeah, John, I think it was probably, you know, just a combination of several things. But, you know, I thought it, you know, at halftime that, you know, we were playing pretty good offensively. You know, we'd scored 21 points, and, you know, Greg had his touchdown. So, you know, we had 28.
That was the win four combo, Coach, I called it. You know, sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery, and a touchdown. The old win four.
Doesn't happen very often. And, you know, defensively, you know, we'd given up 21 or 21 at the half, but, you know, hadn't played that bad. You know, we created three turnovers, and, you know, in the second half we were bad on both sides of the ball. You know, they made a quarterback change, and we didn't adjust to it very well. He was a really good passer, like their starter was, but he added another dimension from the running game, and we just didn't adjust very well. We got to do better there, and we didn't tackle, you know, very good the second half and gave up some big plays, some explosive plays, and, you know, they scored on five of their six second-half possessions, and, you know, we didn't do anything offensively. You know, we scored on one of six offensive possessions the second half, and you know, we weren't very good in a lot of areas. We only threw for 40 yards in the second half, so we got to be better there in the passing game. And you know, we didn't play very good the second half on either side of the ball, and you know, that was the result that we got. So disappointing how we played, you know, embarrassed how we played the second half.
Coach Rick Stockstill is our guest, and one of the things I think Greg we were talking about asking you this week is just, what's that like as a coach when you're watching it all fall apart in the second half? Do you feel helpless? I mean, what's that like when you see things just kind of snowball the way it did for you in that second half?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. You know, you try to think of everything, do everything you can to, you know, to help your players. You know, but I just wasn't able to, you know, to do it. And, we just didn't tackle very good. We gave up big plays, and offensively we were bad. You know, there's no way to, you know, other way to say it. And we've got to try to find a way to, you know, help our players, you know, play better than what we did that second half.
Sure, no doubt about it. Some of the positives, though, Coach, only one turnover for the game. And Shaitan Mobley, a great game, 14 carries, 156 yards, average 11 yards a pop. How much has he improved for you this year?
He's gotten better each game, John. I've said it and told him, he's just got to understand who he is and what he is. And, he's not a make-you-miss guy. He's not a wiggle guy. He's not a, you know, shake-and-bait guy. He's a put his foot in the ground and run vertical, and that's what he's done the last 2 weeks, and we've got to continue to make him a big part of our offense. We've got to get him touches. Probably need to get him more touches. He's got good ball skills. He made a great catch on a ball for a touchdown in the end zone. But that's what he did Saturday. He ran behind his pads. He ran physical. You know, he ran tough. He was very patient, you know, in the hole. He had good vision. He set up his blocks well. And, you know, he didn't dance. You know, he didn't hesitate. And if he'll continue to do that, he'll be a very productive player.
Right, and on defense, I know it didn't go well for you defensively, but we talked about him earlier. Greg Great, I mean, he had the interception to seal the win a couple of weeks ago. I mean, 11 tackles. He had the win four combo, a couple tackles for loss. Did he come into your program with a reputation as being a playmaker on defense?
Yeah, you know, he was a really good offensive player in high school. Has great ball skills. And like I've said, you know, he started out at corner and then, you know, moved him to nickel and, you know, now at safety, and I think he's found a home. And he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's got great instincts. He's a very smart, intelligent football player, and he's made a lot of plays for us. And he had a really good game, productive game Saturday, along with Quincy Riley, who – you know, had two, you know, interceptions and then down the punt on the 1 yard line, the play that he got hurt on. So, those guys, Lou, when we lost Quincy there in the second half, I think that hurt us a little bit because he was doing a good job, you know, on their skill guys, because North Texas is, they had as good a skill kids as we've seen in a long time at wide receiver, at running back, at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, Quincy was doing a good job early.
Well, yeah, you've had a pretty good reputation of pumping out some pretty good safeties. No, got one playing here locally for the Titans, right?
Yeah, he's not too bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, you know, really, you know, I love KB. I'm proud for him. You know, happy for him and, you know, the Titans, the start that they're having. And, but, yeah, you know, KB's one of the best to ever play here.
Yeah, and you know what? You mentioned how proud you are of him. I imagine you got to be beaming with pride, not only seeing what a great NFL player he's become, but really one of the leaders for this Tennessee Titans team. You know, he's a stand-up guy. He's become kind of a spokesman for the team. He seems like a guy that likes to talk, but he's just seems like he's got everything, you know, well in balance. You know, his home life, his family life. He and his wife just had their second child, and he's really become a respected leader for this Tennessee Titans team.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised at all, you know, and every time the Titans or any NFL team came through here and asked about, you know, KB, and, you know, I told them all the same thing. You know, he's the ultimate professional. You know, he's got a great attitude. He works hard every day. He's humble. He's appreciative. You know, he'll make your team better just by his presence. He'll make your locker room better just by his presence. And, You know, so I'm not surprised of what KB's done, you know, in any sense there with the Titans. He's, you know, I knew what the Titans were getting when they drafted him. And in my opinion, they've gotten everything that I told them they're going to get off the field and on the field. So he's been a professional since I've known him, since his senior year in high school, and he's done nothing but, you know, prove people right every day that have ever said that about him. So I wish him continued success and health, and you know, he'll end up being one of the all-time greats, you know, to ever play for the Titans.
I still can't believe he wasn't invited to the NFL Combine. But anyway, we digress. All right, Coach, you wiped the slate clean from North Texas. It's on to Rice this week. What are you learning about the Owls as you get ready to play them?
You know, John, this is a very unique situation that, you know, they've got 6 games to evaluate us on, and they've been practicing for us for 7 weeks now, and all we've got on them is, you know, the games from last year. You know, this will be their first game, so you know, you don't know what their changes are going to be or have been, and because you know they've made changes, we've got to be ready to adapt and to the new stuff that we're going to see in offense, defense, in the kicking game Saturday, because we're going to see stuff that they didn't do last year. They got a new quarterback, a transfer, grad transfer quarterback from TCU. You know, so you watch him a little bit on film, the film that you've got where he's played, and, you know, they've got, you know, a bunch of new guys on both sides, you know, on offense, and then mostly everybody back, 9 of the 11 starters back on defense. You know, so they got a mature group coming back there, so kind of see what changes they've made and philosophically to their defense. You know, so we got to be ready. There's so many unknowns. They won their last 3 games last year. They played just about everybody close, you know, last year. You know, so I'm sure it's a confident team and an excited, healthy, hungry team, because everybody's been able to play for a month and a half except them, and now they finally get to play. You know, they've been practicing for a long time, so we've got to match, you know, their energy. But the big thing is, John, we've got to adapt to the changes that we see, because, you know, you think about it, they've watched us for 6 weeks, and each week they, you know, make changes to their game plan, and, you know, we just keep rolling along, worrying about the next opponent, you know. So it's a different, unique situation that we're in.
Yeah, no question about it. You mentioned, you know, matching their energy. They're going to be fired up. Like you said, they're healthy, they're fresh. I mean, you know, you guys are 6 games in. Your players, I'm sure, are a little banged up. I would imagine, you know, the first quarter and a half is going to be critical to kind of match their energy and kind of stay with them, because they're going to be – hot out of the gates, you would figure, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be fresh, you know. Again, that from an injury standpoint, I'm sure they're, you know, in great health. You know, they've got a great plan for us from what they've seen. And, you know, they're playing at home. It's their first game and all that. So, you know, we've got a lot of things that we've got to be ready for. And again, but we started fast last week. We had you know, we came out really good. You know, we went down there and, you know, got stopped on the fourth down, you know, fourth and one on the goal line, which is disappointing. But, you know, then the defense got an interception. We took that in and scored. So, you know, we've got to have that same energy and start as fast as we can, you know, going on the road, especially on the road. That's always critical if you can do that.
Coach, any part of your team this year surprise you, either good or bad?
You know, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but I'm glad we've been able to create more pressure on the quarterback. You know, we've got 16 sacks you know, through six games and really five games because you weren't going to get any sacks against Army because they didn't throw it.
Right.
so you figured we got 16 sacks in five games where we only had 11 last year in 12 games. So, you know, I don't want to say I'm surprised because we spent a lot of time on that, but I'm happy about that. You know, disappointed that we haven't been able to run the ball better. We're starting to do that the last couple weeks. You know, disappointed. I thought we'd be able to, you know, create a little bit more bigger plays in the passing game. You know, coming back, you know, we haven't been able to do that. And you know, like I said, you know, we only threw for 43 yards in the second half, you know, last week. And, you know, we got to be better than that. We've thrown, you know, we've turned the ball over. We've thrown too many interceptions. I wish we could have, you know, I wish we could turn them over more than what we have. You know, we haven't created a lot of turnovers, but in the last couple of weeks, we've been a little bit better in that. So hopefully that's a trend that we're moving in that direction. So, you know, so I don't think surprised, you know,
right,
the right word, but, you know, I'm pleased with some of those things I said, and I'm disappointed in some of the other things that I've said.
MTSU head coach Rick Stockstill is our guest. Coach, when you talk about, you know, wanting to run the football better, how much is that scheme and X and O's, and how much is that just attitude with the Jimmys and the Joes?
You know, it's a good question, John. I think, you know, in our situation right now, we're getting so much man coverage, and people are overloading the box because we're not a consistent threat, you know, of throwing the ball where we're, you know, we're consistent enough throwing the ball where we're, you know, that they're afraid to get beat over the top, or they're afraid that, you know, they're going to give up a big play in the passing game because we haven't been able to create that. So, you know, that makes it a little bit harder on the running game because you're outnumbered in the box. So I think it kind of goes, if we can be better throwing the ball, you know, that'll help our running game. If we can, you know, be better, a little bit more consistent, you know, in the running game, you know, that might help our passing game. So, you know, we're just, you know, we're having a hard time, you know, creating plays in the passing game. It's hard work right now, you know, going 4 and 5 yards. We're relying so much on Asher in the running game, that hopefully now with Shaitan that, you know, we can take a little of that off of him. But I just think, John, if we can be better in the passing game, create more explosion plays in the passing game and be a little bit more consistent throwing the ball, you know, that'll help our running game.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best of luck this week against Rice. We always love having you on every week, and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Appreciate you, my man. Hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you.
All right. Head Coach Rick Stockstill from MTSU. Always great to catch up with him as we get you ready for MTSU and Rice.